This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for ARX Ticagrelor. Active ingredient, Ticagrelor. This leaflet provides important information about taking ARX Ticagrelor. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about taking ARX Ticagrelor. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I taking ARX Ticagrelor? ARX Ticagrelor contains the active ingredient Ticagrelor. ARX Ticagrelor belongs to a group of medicines called antiplatelet medicines. Platelets are very small cells in your blood that help to stop bleeding. When a blood vessel is damaged, they clump together to help form a blood clot. This stops bleeding. However, clots can also form inside a damaged blood vessel. This can be very dangerous because the clot can cut off the blood supply completely. This can cause a heart attack, myocardial infarction, or stroke. The clot can partly block the blood vessels to the heart. This reduces the blood flow to the heart. This can cause chest pain which comes and goes, called unstable angina. ARX Ticagrelor helps stop the clumping of platelets. This reduces the chance of a blood clot forming that can block a blood vessel. This means that ARX Ticagrelor reduces the chance of you having another heart attack, chest pain, or stroke. Your doctor will usually also tell you to take acetyl salicylic acid, aspirin. This is another medicine which affects platelets. You have been given ARX Ticagrelor because you have had a heart attack or unstable angina, or chest pain that is not well controlled. Your doctor may prescribe this medicine for another use. Ask your doctor if you want more information. ARX Ticagrelor is only available on a doctor's prescription. There is no evidence that ARX Ticagrelor is addictive. What should I know before I take ARX Ticagrelor? Warnings. Do not take ARX Ticagrelor if you are allergic to Ticagrelor or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include tightness of the chest, wheezing, coughing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives. You have problems with bleeding, such as bleeding in your stomach or gut from an ulcer. You have moderate to severe liver disease. You have had a stroke caused by bleeding in the brain, or a history of bleeding in the brain. You are taking any of the following medicines: ketoconazole, used to treat fungal infections; clarithromycin, used to treat bacterial infections; nafazodone, an antidepressant; ritonavir and atazanavir, used to treat HIV infection and AIDS. Check with your doctor if you have allergies to any other medicines, foods, preservatives, or dyes. Have an increased risk of bleeding because of a recent serious injury, recent surgery, including dental work, recent bleeding from your stomach or gut, such as stomach ulcer or colon polyps. You have a condition that affects blood clotting. Have asthma or other lung problem or breathing difficulties. Are due to have surgery, including dental work, at any time while taking ARX Ticagrelor. This is because of the increased risk of bleeding. Your doctor may want you to stop taking ARX Ticagrelor for a short time. Have or have had high uric acid. Have a low heart rate. Have or have had any medical conditions. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. It is not recommended that you take ARX Ticagrelor. Your doctor will discuss the risks and benefits of taking ARX Ticagrelor during pregnancy. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. It is not recommended that you take ARX Ticagrelor. Your doctor will discuss the risks and benefits of taking ARX Ticagrelor during breastfeeding. Children. ARX Ticagrelor is not recommended for children under 18 years of age, as its safety and effectiveness in children have not been established. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any of the following medicines: rosuvastatin, or more than 40 mg daily of simvastatin, used to treat high cholesterol. Rifampin, an antibiotic. Phenytoin, carbamazepine and phenobarbital, used to control seizures. Dexamethasone, used to treat inflammatory and autoimmune conditions. Digoxin, used to treat heart failure. Cyclosporin, used to lessen your body's defenses. Quinidine and Iltiazem, used to treat abnormal heart rhythms. Adenosine, used to treat irregular heart rate. Ergotamine, used to treat migraine. Beta blockers and verapamil, used to treat high blood pressure. Morphine, used to relieve pain. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any medicines that may increase your risk of bleeding. These medicines include oral anticoagulants, often referred to as blood thinners, which include aspirin, warfarin, clopidogrel and prasugrel. Fibrinolytics and thrombolytics, often referred to as clot dissolvers, which include streptokinase and tenecteplase. Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs, often taken as painkillers such as ibuprofen and naproxen. Selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRIs, often taken as antidepressants such as paroxetine, sertraline, and citalopram. You may need different amounts of your medicines, or may need to take different medicines. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect ARX ticagrelor. They will have more information on medicines to be careful with or avoid while taking ARX ticagrelor. How do I take ARX ticagrelor? Follow all directions given to you by your doctor carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. If you do not understand the instructions in this leaflet, ask your doctor or pharmacist for help. How much to take? The starting dose is 2 tablets at the same time. This dose will usually be given to you in the hospital. After that, the usual dose is 1 tablet twice a day. ARX ticagrelor film coated tablets. Swallow each tablet whole with a drink of water. If you have trouble swallowing ARX ticagrelor film coated tablets, you can crush them and mix with water as follows. Crush the tablet or tablets to a fine powder using a mortar and pestle or other crushing device. Add half a glass of water, approximately 100 milliliters to the mortar and pestle / crushing device and stir, before pouring the liquid into a glass and drinking immediately. For the remaining medicine, add another 100 milliliters to mortar and pestle / crushing device and stir. Pour the liquid into a glass and drink it immediately. Make sure you also stir the liquid in the glass before you drink it. If you are using a nasogastric tube because you cannot swallow at all, crush tablets in mortar and pestle / crushing device to a fine powder. Add 50 milliliters of water to the mortar and pestle / crushing device and stir before withdrawing the mixture into a syringe and administering the liquid through a nasogastric tube. For the remaining medicine, add another 50 milliliters to mortar and pestle / crushing device and stir before withdrawing the mixture into the syringe and administering through a nasogastric tube. Your doctor will usually also tell you to take acetyl salicylic acid, aspirin. Your doctor will tell you how much to take, usually 100 mg, but may vary between 75 to 150 mg. It does not matter whether you take ARX ticagrelor with food or on an empty stomach. Take your doses at around the same time every day. For example, one in the morning and one in the evening. Taking your tablets at the same time each day will have the best effect. It will also help you to remember when to take it. You can check the day when you last took an ARX ticagrelor film coated tablet by looking at days on the blister. There is a sun for the morning and a moon for the evening. This will tell you whether you have taken the dose, how long to take it. You should take ARX ticagrelor for as long as your doctor tells you to. If you forget to take ARX ticagrelor should be used regularly at the same time each day. If you miss your dose at the usual time, take your next dose as normal. Then go back to taking it as you would normally. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you have trouble remembering when to take your medicine, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you take too much ARX ticagrelor. If you think that you have taken too much ARX ticagrelor, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6 or contact your doctor or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. If you take too many ARX ticagrelor tablets, you may be at increased risk of bleeding. What should I know while taking ARX ticagrelor? Things you should do. Take ARX ticagrelor exactly as your doctor has told you to. Tell all doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who are treating you that you are taking ARX ticagrelor. If you are about to start taking any new medicines, tell your doctor and pharmacist that you are taking ARX ticagrelor. Tell your doctor if you become pregnant while you are taking ARX ticagrelor. Tell your doctor if you decide to breastfeed your baby. Things you should not do. Do not stop taking ARX ticagrelor without talking to your doctor. Take it for as long as your doctor keeps prescribing it. If you want to stop taking ARX ticagrelor, talk to your doctor first. This is because the benefits of ARX ticagrelor are based on you taking it all the time. If you stop taking ARX ticagrelor without talking to your doctor, it may increase the chance of a heart attack, or stroke, or a blood clot forming. Do not take ARX ticagrelor to treat any other complaint, unless your doctor advises you to. Do not give this medicine to anyone else, even if they have symptoms that seem similar to yours. Driving, or using machines. Be careful driving, or operating machinery. ARX ticagrelor is not likely to affect your ability to drive or use machines. You're being treated because you had a heart attack or unstable angina, and you may experience dizziness and confusion. If you have these symptoms, you should be cautious while driving or using machines. Looking after your medicine. Keep your tablets in the blister pack until it is time to take them. If you take ARX ticagrelor out of the blister pack, it will not keep well. Store it in a cool, dry place below 30 degrees Celsius and away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink or in the car or on windowsills. Heat and dampness can destroy some medicines. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. Ask your pharmacist what to do with any ARX ticagrelor tablets you have left over if your doctor tells you to stop taking them, or you find that the expiry date has passed. Do not take this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Feeling shortness of breath. This is very common, affects more than 1 in 10 people. It might be due to your heart disease, or another cause, or it might be a side effect of ARX ticagrelor. If your feeling of shortness of breath gets worse, or lasts a long time, tell your doctor. Your doctor will decide if it needs treatment or further investigations. Bruising. Nosebleed. Headache. Stomach pain. Constipation, diarrhea, or indigestion. Feeling of being sick. Rash. Inflamed stomach, gastritis. A tingling feeling. Fainting. Slow and or irregular heart rate. Signs of irregular breathing. Central sleep apnea and Cheney-Stokes respiration. This has been reported in a small number of patients taking ticagrelor tablets. Frequency cannot be estimated from the available data. Central sleep apnea is associated with irregular breathing and may occur in patients with heart disease, stroke, or other causes. Tell your doctor if you develop irregular breathing patterns such as speeding up, slowing down, or short pauses in breathing. Your doctor will decide if you need further evaluation. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Signs of a stroke, such as sudden numbness or weakness of your arm, leg, or face, especially if only on one side of the body. Sudden confusion, difficulty speaking or understanding others. Sudden difficulty in walking or loss of balance or coordination. Suddenly feeling dizzy or sudden severe headache with no known cause. Signs of bleeding, including blood in your urine, black stools, or blood in your stools. Bleeding after surgery, or from cuts and wounds that is more than normal. Some bleeding is common, affects less than 1 in 10 people. However, severe bleeding is uncommon, affects less than 1 in 100 people, but can be life-threatening. Signs of blood clotting, such as fever and purplish spots on the skin or in the mouth, with or without yellowing of the skin or eyes, unexplained extreme tiredness or confusion, signs of serious allergic reaction, such as tightness of the chest, wheezing, coughing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, severe skin reaction which may include rash, itching, redness, blistering, or peeling of the skin. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. The level of uric acid in your blood may increase while taking ARX Ticagrelor. Your doctor may order blood tests to monitor the level of uric acid in your blood. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What ARX Ticagrelor contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Each tablet contains Ticagrelor 90 mg as the active ingredient. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. ARX Ticagrelor film coated tablets. Mannitol. Calcium hydrogen phosphate dihydrate. Sodium starch glycolate. Hydroxypropyl cellulose. Magnesium stearate. Hyprolose. Titanium dioxide. Purified talc. Macrogol 400. Iron oxide yellow. ARX Ticagrelor does not contain gluten. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What ARX Ticagrelor looks like. ARX Ticagrelor film coated tablets. Round, biconvex, yellow film coated tablets for oral use with 90 above T on one side and plain on the reverse. Available in a blister pack of 56 tablets, Ostar 445790. Who distributes ARX Ticagrelor? AstraZeneca Pty Ltd. ABN 54009682311. 66 Talavera Road, Macquarie Park, New South Wales 21113. Telephone 1-800-805-342. This leaflet was prepared in August 2024. AstraZeneca 2024 VVRIM 0671274 2V1.0.